It is 8-5. Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Hello from the city of Liverpool, where it is very, very cold right now.
Okay, and it's been a chaotic weekend for the Prime Minister's governments.
Well, various government ministers on TV over the weekend, and if you're going to go on a political show on a Sunday, make sure you're all singing from the same song sheet. A couple of ministers went on various different political programmes yesterday, and they had various opinions about whether or not the UK would stay in the customs union with the European Union post-Brexit. Now, that can't be right. You know, they've known about Brexit for a year and a half now at this stage. You would think by now that they would all be kind of joining up where they're going. And the end result is Theresa May has come out today and said that Britain will not be in the customs union, and she's clearing up any kind of misunderstandings. But the subplot to all of this is Boris Johnson allegedly manoeuvring behind the scenes to become Prime Minister and out Theresa May. And it's no coincidence that she was in China last week, 3 days out of London, and while the cat was away, it seems the mice were talking, for sure.
Yeah. What are the British banks doing in relation to Bitcoin?
Lloyds Bank has come out today and announced that it will no longer allow customers to buy Bitcoin on its credit cards. And they're worried about the fluctuations in price and just how much cash is going on credit cards and people getting stung, because one day, Bitcoin, this cryptocurrency that you can't actually jingle in your pocket, one day it's worth one amount of money, and 2 days later it could be vastly different. And the end result is an awful lot of money going on credit cards, and they're very worried about customers. So Lloyds are coming out. It'll be interesting to see if other banks ban customers from buying Bitcoin on credit cards as well.
Andrew, it's going to be the coldest week of the year.
Minus 7 Celsius coming up this week in parts of the UK. As I say, I'm in Liverpool. It's nippy. Everyone's wearing jackets, scarves, hoodies, gloves, you name it, as they head off to work here. And the Penny Lane bus goes past me, the big green bus for Penny Lane in Liverpool. I love this city. Minus 7 Celsius it is going to be this week in Liverpool and other parts of the north of England. 3 centimetres of snow predicted, and the authorities just telling people, you know, if you've got vulnerable elderly neighbours, just keep an eye on them.
Now, I assume you've been in Liverpool, or you're in Liverpool, because you've been watching football.
Couldn't get a ticket. Couldn't get a ticket, Ollie. It was sold out yesterday. Anfield absolutely rocking last night. It finished Liverpool 2, Spurs 2. I personally think it should have been a Liverpool win, but an awful lot of Spurs fans, I think, would have been quite upset had they not got a point. But the talking point is the referee. 2 penalties to Spurs. You know, Harry Kane had one save, but he's not going to make a mistake with the second one, and he didn't. And Wanyama scored an absolute screamer of a goal for them. But the man of the match, really, for everyone here from a red perspective, was Mo Salah, the Egyptian king, as we call him. Brilliant, brilliant goal from him. And Liverpool push on, and it's really fighting for Champions League spaces now, because Man City, despite dropping points at Burnley, they will be Premier League champions 2018.
Good on you, Andrew. We'll chat tomorrow. Thanks, mate.